So let me talk about what is systems thinking, very briefly. Systems thinking has a number of different characteristics. It's learning to see the big picture, to get above the system, whether the system that you're dealing with is the classroom or the school, or whether it's a project, or whether it's a whole education system. Getting above the fray and seeing the big picture, seeing all the elements, identifying the elements. Learning to see the dynamic complexities among those elements, as well as just the detailed elements themselves. So we distinguish often between detail complexity, the number of elements, and dynamic complexity, how these elements interact with one another, where the critical alignments and linkages are. It's about learning to see more than an endless succession of events, and learning to see and understand patterns of defining structures, to see rhythms in the system. Every organization has rhythms and has patterns that are intended or sometimes evolve. And so the systems, in using systems thinking, we're specifically trying to develop tools and techniques and methods and a consciousness to constantly look for those. So we're not continuously repeating negative patterns, and we begin to learn from positive patterns. It's about learning to see the short as well as the longer term unintended consequences of our actions. So it's learning to see both short and medium and long-term intended consequences, but also, and importantly, to watch for unintended consequences. It's about understanding complexity. It's about seeing linkages and alignments and interdependencies. I'm going to show you a few diagrams now as a way to introduce you to the kind of evolution of systems thinking. Some of these will be familiar to you and some may not.